Ohio certainly is a state that is always very interested in jobs.
Mary Jo Kilroy, a former Ohio congresswoman, figures the lure of jobs is so powerful, the gay rights activists she's allied with should use it to convince more Ohioans to sign a petition that would put a gay marriage issue onto the ballot. Legalize gay marriage in the Constitution, she says, and...
It means support for the hotel, the restaurant, the catering, the bridal shops, the dresses, the flowers, the travel industry, all of whom stand to gain.
A Columbus shop that provides flowers for weddings is the setting for activists to unveil an economic impact study they commissioned. A former economist for the Columbus Chamber of Commerce, Bill Lafayette, calls his research super conservative. He says Ohio has nearly 20,000 same-sex couples living together, and if Ohio lets them legally tie the knot...
Based on the experience of Massachusetts, half of those couples will have a wedding in the first 3 years. Those couples spend, on average, $8,800. So that gives us total spending of almost $57 million in the first year, 740 to 930 jobs sustained in the first year.
One of Ohio's most outspoken critics of same-sex marriage doesn't even need to hear all those numbers to react. Phil Burris says no matter how much money is involved, it does not trump morality.
This is not about money. To imply that somehow allowing same-sex couples to marry will help the economy when you destroy the most important institution on the face of the earth is sad. It really is.
But Ohioans who abhor homosexuality, let alone gay marriage, aren't the targets of this new economic argument from gay rights advocates. Mary Jo Kilroy says more open-minded but undecided voters might be influenced by the prospect of new jobs.
There are people there who either don't have an opinion or have an opinion that is not firmly grounded in some kind of moral objection, fair-minded people for whom the issue of marriage equality it maybe isn't really on the top of their mind.
Still, backers of same-sex marriage are fighting recent history, Phil Burris notes. He recalls how Ohioans voted 8 years ago to ban gay marriage and how voters elsewhere have echoed that.
We have 32 states where the people have voted and have said, and by a margin of more than 60%, that marriage is between one man and one woman. Because the six states where they have same-sex marriage, in those six states, it was forced upon the people by either the courts or the legislature.
Backers of an Ohio gay marriage plan face opposition not just on their right flank, but also among their friends who back the idea of gay marriage but don't want the issue on the ballot now. Paul Feeney is active with Equality Ohio. It and another major group, the Human Rights Campaign, agree gay marriage would boost Ohio's economy, but they worry if the idea of legalizing same-sex marriage hits next year's ballot, it will lose because public support for the idea hasn't swung far enough yet.
We don't see the polling right now being where it needs to be for a ballot initiative in 2013.
But a lack of endorsements from major gay rights groups has yet to convince Mary Jo Kilroy and some gay rights advocates to drop their petition drive for a ballot issue next year.
We'd love to be on the ballot in 2013. Yes.
More than 385,000 signatures of registered voters must be gathered to put a constitutional amendment onto the ballot. Kilroy will say only that her group has gathered tens of thousands of names. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.